I remember this little kid, man, he came to me and I played a song. And he said, why would you play that? So, yeah, man. So from then on, man, that really pushed me to like really hone into my skill and really, yeah. This is something I was gonna do and be serious, man. I just really took the time out to be serious about it.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. We're excited today. We're excited. We have DJ ASAP in the building.
That's man, right, welcome. Man. Thank you for having me. Thank
welcome to the show. Man, yeah, I'm excited. I know we've been connected the past couple years. I've seen you at different events and we've chopped it up here and there.
See, you moving around a lot, man. You're all over the place.
I'm playing catch up with you. That's all it is.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I see you got your traveling. You're traveling a lot, man. You got a lot of traveling going on out there, man. So that's good, man. As long as you stay moving, man, that's what's important.
Man, yeah, I appreciate it. But, man, so we're here to talk about you, though. We're here to talk about you today. It's not about me. We're here to talk about you today. So, man, just for everybody out there who might be tuning in, who might have been under a rock or whatever, and it's like, who is DJ ASAP? Like, just give just a snapshot on who DJ ASAP is, man.
How much time we have?
Man, we got time.
Man, I've been DJing for a little bit over 10 years now. Almost okay. 11 years, yeah, 11 years now. I started out DJing just really off a whim, just off something I just always wanted to do. I was the kid that used to be like in the technology and computers. And
okay.
So I was always, once Napster came out, LimeWire came out, man, yeah. I was on the computer, I was downloading, every day. I didn't know why I was downloading this music. I used to make like little mix CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Used to make little mix CDs, and man, I never knew that, I just had this passion for music until, man, I've always been around music, but at a young age, I knew like music is what I had a passion for. I didn't know how or to what extent if I wanted to like actually like produce music or sing or rap or, but DJing was the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, if DJ was the last thing on your mind, well, how did you get to where now DJing was, DJ went from somebody, playing around, downloading tracks.
I actually started out, my first DJ gig was it was like a birthday party at a barbershop.
Okay.
That was my first DJ gig. Shout out to Miss Katie, man. Miss Katie, the funny story is I used to own a tax office. I used to have my own tax office. I was 20. Yeah, I was 20 at the time. I owned my own tax office. It was called ASAP Tax, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah, ASAP Tax Consultants. And I owned my own tax office. She came in and she was talking to me about, I want to throw parties for my daughter. My daughter, and her friends, they always looking for something to do. I want to start throwing parties for her.
Okay.
For my daughter and her friends. She's like, do you know anybody that DJs? And I'm like, man, I could DJ. That's easy, man.
Yeah, let me get that money. Let me get that little quick money.
I can get that. So I didn't think she was serious, and neither was I wasn't serious at the time either. And so she called me on it. But a couple of weeks later, she's like, "Hey, you said you could DJ. I'm throwing a party, in a couple of weeks. I need you to DJ."
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm like, "Ooh, man, I didn't expect you to call me on it. You know what I'm saying?" So I went to Guitar Center and bought equipment just so I wouldn't look like a liar.
Wow.
So I went and bought my DJ equipment. I looked up a couple of videos on YouTube, I played around. I asked a lot of questions at Guitar Center, and the day of the party came up, I was there. I DJed that party. I was horrible. I was horrible. I sucked. The kids were mad.
Oh, wow.
To all the kids I did that party for, man, I apologize, man. That was my first time ever being in front of anybody DJing outside of my living room or my bedroom.
Mm.
So, yeah, man. And the thing about kids that I really admire, man, they are extremely honest.
Ooh,
like, brutally honest. Like, so
they are.
I got some really good feedback on my first party. So I remember this little kid, man. He came to me and I played a song. And he said, why would you play that? So yeah, man. So from then on, man, that really pushed me to like really hone into my skill and really, if this is something I was gonna do and be serious, man. I just really took the time out to be serious about it. And then Katie, Miss Katie, man, she kept calling me. She kept throwing these parties and kept booking me. So I was like, man, I don't wanna, you know, look bad in front of these kids anymore. So I'm gonna really hone in on my skills. I'm gonna make this work.
Wow.
Yeah, all while working a full-time job. So, yeah.
Man, well, when was the point where it got to where you said, you know what, I want to switch it up. I really want to take this here. Was it because it was the kids, or you saw that there could be something more?
You know what? I started going out more. I started going out to the clubs and going out. And I'm a real like analytical type person, man. I like to study things before I get into them, or like, you know, figure out, is this what I want to do? Is this, you know, what lane do I choose to be in? And I know there's a lot of DJs out there at the time, so I started going out to the club. I started really paying attention to who were the DJs at the time. People like Steve Nice, people like DJ Classic, DJ Phil. Shout out to all those guys, man. I started studying those guys, just going out, just networking. And I started like really like, okay, this is how it goes. And I start seeing like the love these guys would get, you know, from people, because they were rocking these crowds, and like it was like almost like a little pandemonium around the DJ at one point in time. And I noticed no DJ was really marketing themselves. No DJ was like really trying to brand themselves. It was all just, hey, I'm here at this club and come check me out. It was never anything deeper than that. So there was no like celebrity or like rock star of the whole game. So that's what I really wanted to try to focus on, like honing in on that celebrity rock star type of DJ vibe you give out. So but pretty much, man, when I was working at Liberty Mutual, I was doing insurance sales.
Okay.
And I was making really good money, man, and it just got to a point, I remember they was trying to micromanage me.
And not a fan of that.
And yeah, man, it was like, supposed to be in the office at 9. I get there at 9:05, and it's like I'm in trouble because I'm 5 minutes late, but I'm gonna stay 20 minutes over. You know what I'm saying? So I just started seeing different things in the corporate aspect, and I was like, man, I'm done. I'm tired. I literally walked out of my job, Liberty Mutual. Left everything there. I walked out. I said, I can't do it anymore, and I was done.
Dang.
Yeah, I stepped out on faith, and man, guys just guided my steps, really, you know, to this point. So
man, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's where did the name ASAP come from? Because I mean, I see you got it. You got it on your shirt. That's a nice shirt.
Thank you, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I made it myself. I designed it myself. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, that's a good looking shirt. Yeah,
always serve a purpose.
How did that come about, though?
I was looking for different ways and acronyms, like everybody's like ASAP is, you know, as soon as possible. Well, I'm never the on time one in the room. So, you know, I get there 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. But, you know, it's never because I was, I wanted things right now. And I wanted to be clear in my message. So I wanted to make sure every time I speak, every time I'm doing something, I want to make sure I'm serving my purpose while I'm doing it. I want to make sure that I'm doing it to the best of my ability, and I want to make sure that it's memorable. People remember me for one reason or another. So that's what it's always been about.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, that's dope. That's dope. Always serve a purpose. Yeah. Man, so ASAP, I know you've done, you know, I know you've been, you know, the residential DJ for 106 and Park. When 106 and Park was the thing, I'm talking about, you know, I was getting in a rush to where I'd get off the bus, I would go home, and I would turn on the TV, you know, Free and AJ. You know, you were there, what, four years?
4 years.
You was doing that 4 years, and then you went on like tour with like Sprite.
I did a lot very young, like in my career. When I was on 106 and Park, well, matter of fact, I did Sprite first. When I went on the Sprite tour, I did a 30 city tour with Sprite. And it's crazy how that came up, because right when I quit my job at Liberty Mutual, when I walked out, that was a Monday when I quit. Literally, I didn't know what I was going to do. I had very little money saved up. You know, I didn't know what was going to be my next move, what my next step was. I actually got a call. If that was Monday, that Sunday I got a call. That Saturday, I was in the bed asleep. It was probably 10 o'clock in the morning. Desi Brown calls me. Shout out to Desi.
Yeah,
Desi Brown calls me and he said, man, what are you doing? Like, I'm asleep, bro. What's going on? Hey, man, I need you to get up here to SMU right now. I said, why? He said, Sprite's up here. They're doing a Sprite Step Off tour and their DJ didn't show up.
Oh, wow.
I said, say no more, man. I got up. Wow. I rushed over there as quick as I possibly could. I probably did 100 on the highway just trying to make it to SMU. And I got there. And like I said, I was still very new in my career of DJing. So I went on stage. I DJed for Sprite. They loved me. And they were like, hey, man, what do you think about going on tour with us? And they did a whole 30-city tour, like, different HBCUs.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got really plugged in with a lot of HBCUs, and it was a great experience, man. I got to perform with people like Monica, Nas.
Man.
Waka Flocka was hot. It was brand new at the time.
Oh,
you know
my
what
goodness.
I'm saying? So, like, I got to do a lot of different cool stuff with Sprite, and that really opened me up to being able to travel and to, like, really learning, like, how to have my stage presence and talking on the mic and being able to, you know, rock large crowds.
Man, what would you say was one of the biggest challenges just going through as you've been doing DJing and, you know, just your journey thus far?
Yeah.
And then we can get into what you're doing now and all that, but what was one of the biggest challenges there? Because you said you came into success young.
Man, I had a lot of challenges, man. I feel like I hit my challenges head on early. A lot of them were, one, relationships, relationship building, you know, networking. I had to learn how to just go out and talk and speak and promote myself and market myself. I've always been like I feel like I'm like an introvert, but I have to be an extrovert just because of what I do.
Yeah.
So, like, I've always kind of just been to myself, kind of, you know, real laid back guy. But when I get on stage, it's totally different. I gotta, when I'm in person, when I'm ASAP, it's totally different. I have to really completely be a totally different person. So, you know, I think that was one. And being able to network and actually go out and speak to people and introduce myself and making sure that, you know, you remember me. Hey, man, this is who I am. I got shirts, I got hats, I got what you need, you know?
Yeah.
Just hustling. And I think another thing for me that I had to really learn was just the business side of everything. Just learning the business side, you know, learning to do your contracts, learning to make sure everything's in order, learning about, you know, just everybody out here doesn't have your best interest.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, that was a hard thing for me. And then I guess more so just finding my stride, finding what my lane was. I really had to, like, look at what wasn't already taken and trying to take from all these things that I've learned and make it my own.
Man, yeah, that's good. And just like we were talking about a little bit off camera, because just like you said, you had to find what wasn't taken.
Yeah.
And then now, as you know, I know you've been killing the DJ scene throughout the country, hands down.
Yeah,
hands down. Every time I look up, you got different flyers somewhere else. You got a flyer with motion. I'm like, man, what's going on? The flyer floating on the water in the pool? What is going on?
Yeah.
But now, just, you know, as you're getting ready to transition out of that, and you were talking about, like, filling gaps.
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like now?
I see a lot of gaps in not just the music industry or just people in total. Like, I like to really research and really look at people and see, like, what's going on, like, what's the trends, what they're doing, what they're not doing. I feel like I grew up in the greatest time, like, in America, right? Like, I grew up when, you know, from not having a cell phone at a young age to being able to get a cell phone, you know, the first cell phones that came out, you know, had the Nokia, the bar phone, or the little Sprint flip phone. Like, I had to going to seeing to where that's the cell phone started from, right? To for me, to now everyone having a phone, everyone, you can do everything. I remember, man, and I'm showing my age or whatever, but I remember you used to have to go and sit down. If you wanted to go somewhere, you had to go to MapQuest, print the directions out, and then follow the directions to wherever you wanted to go. Right? So, like, imagine that till now, to where, man, you just hop in the car, you go wherever you want to go, directions on your phone. So, I feel like I've seen a lot of the waves of the technology and what it's done, so I've seen a lot of trends. And so now I'm basically fashioned to look at what trends are doing and you know, seeing what's next. So, you know, for me, I feel like the gaps right now are people are just trying to figure it out. People are trying to figure it out. They don't know what they really want to do. People are angry. There's a lot of racial, the racial environment is really hot right now. People are just trying to figure out like where they where their piece of the pie is, and you know, our government doesn't make it easy for us people that look like us to go out and make things happen. So you have to make your way. You have to make a way. You have to figure out what it is, what lane you want to be in, and try to expand on that.
I'm with that. I'm definitely with that. And I like what you said, because you're really talking about doing research. And I think a lot of times that's where the gap is, just with people, because there's, I went and spoke with some kids the other day, and they were saying, well, I want to be an entrepreneur. And I said, okay, well, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Because I want to be successful. And I said, by successful,
what
you, you're saying, well, they, by success, I was guessing. I was like, by success, we're talking about money, right?
Right.
They're like, yeah, I want to make money. And I said, okay, well, you're right here. And success or money is up here, so we got to figure out what's in between, like the strategy piece. I think a lot of times people cheat their research.
So my question is, why is only successful? Does success doesn't equal happiness?
Oh, most definitely not.
So wouldn't it just be a better thing? I want to be happy. Now, when you're happy, then if you're happy, then you are successful, right? Because you're happy. Like you're in a certain stage in your life where certain things don't bother you. You're not trying to figure out where your next dollar is coming in or whatever it may be.
That's real.
That's a happy mindset. So I think people should more so focus on being happy than trying to go out and be successful. Because when you start trying to be successful, you start, you know, what is success? Success is a wide array of things. What is an entrepreneur? Entrepreneur is just, it could be anything, you know? So I when I talk to people, I want them to really hone in. Successful is good, but let's take it up a step further. Like, what is going to make you happy? What is, and when you find your true happiness, then you'll be successful.
Man, yeah, that's super real. So think about that, like we were talking about, just things changing, you transitioning. Talk with us a little bit about mogul behavior.
Mogul behavior is a company I started about 2 years ago. When I started mogul behavior, I seen like a trend everyone's talking about. They want to be a boss. They want to be, you know, their entrepreneur or their, you know, whatever it may be, man. Everybody just wants to be the person in charge.
Oh, definitely.
But no one wants to act like the person in charge. Like, what are the behavioral things that a person in charge does? You know, what is the science or the psychology behind what that person has to go through and what that person has to know in order to be in charge? When I first started mogul behavior, I'm just trying to like wrap my head around all this, so I had to do a lot of research. You know, just psychology for one, and management two, three, because if you can't manage people, it's going to be really hard for you to be successful.
Man.
If you can't delegate tasks and, you know, find the strengths and weaknesses in people, it's going to be 10 times harder for people to be successful because you're not going to be able to delegate what you need other people to do. So now, Mogul Behavior is now 501c3. We're a nonprofit.
Oh, nice.
And we're actually pushing more towards a lot of financial education, credit education, because I feel like that's where the start is. And we don't get a lot of that in school. In school, they never teach you how to go out and be an entrepreneur or be successful. They teach you how to work for people, teach you how to work for someone else. So I think Mogul Behavior is now more so turned into kind of like a school for what we never got, you know. So we focus more on financial education, credit education. We have different programs to where we can build entrepreneur from the ground up.
Wow.
Basically. So our slogan is mogul the fuck up. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I mean, man. Because it's different. We think differently. We think differently.
I mean, you have to. Yeah. You really have to. Just thinking about other individuals who might be considered moguls.
Yeah.
They operate on a different level. They view time totally different.
Yeah. We take people that want to be entrepreneurs. We take them from the ground level, from, you know, seeing what their personal situation is, to fixing whatever it may be, whether it's finance. A lot of people out here, just be real, they want to be entrepreneurs, they want to be businessmen, but their personal situation, their personal finances aren't in order.
Yeah.
Their credit's bad, you know. They don't know how to save money. They don't know how to, you know, they don't have good work habits. They don't have good saving habits or money habits. So we want to kind of get that out the way first, and we will go through a whole 4 or 5 step process where we'll clean the credit up. Get them to now educate them on what they need to be doing with their credit to keep it in good standings. Also, build them up to where then from their point where they get their credit fixed, we can do business funding or personal funding. So we can go out and get them lines of credit or business loans or commercial loans, whatever it may be. And then from that point, we can actually build the business with them step by step and actually, you know, put different systems in them in place, because no one's doing that right now. You're just kind of on your own when it comes to building your business. So
yeah,
that's where I seen the gap, you know, and people trying to, because everyone sees the end product. No one sees all the stuff that gets you to here, you know, like it's going to go like this before it goes up here.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
definitely, man. Okay. So you got the mogul behavior going on, and also you were talking about relationships earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting ready for a wedding. Yeah. Man, how is that as you're juggling all this and handling everything else? And
what I will say, man, I think the main key with just trying to juggle all that is having the right person on your side.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Having the right woman on your side, man, like as a man, you will go 100 times bigger than what you ever thought you could by yourself if you had a right woman on your side. If you had a wrong woman on your side, that wrong woman is gonna force you to carry her. You're never gonna reach your full potential if you pick the wrong woman to be on your side. So I learned that the hard way. So you know, but my fiance Shonda, she's just great, man. She's more organized than me. She's
than me. That's a blessing.
Women are usually more organized than us, man. Like,
that's true.
We'll sit down, and me and you will have a conversation and be like, all right, man, we're going to do this. We're going to get together next week. We got all these big plans. All right, man, I'll see you next week.
And that's it.
That's it.
And then you don't see me next week.
You don't see me next week. Or next week, we're still hitting on the things we talked about last week. But a woman, the right woman that's organized, can come in there, write down the notes, write down a plan. Hey, this is what we need to hit on next week, blah, blah, blah. And men, we just don't do that for ourselves, man. We just, it's hard because we're trying to juggle everything. You know, so
that's true.
She's organized. She's a hustler like me, and that's why really drew to each other, man. If I know something over here, and I don't know something over there, she probably knows it, and vice versa. Like, so we can kind of work off each other, so it works.
Man, yeah. Okay, that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. So now I have a few other questions I want to ask you. Like to have a little bit of fun on the show. So just want to put you on the spot, and there's a segment I like called Five Words. And now I want to give you the chance to describe yourself just in five words.
Mogul. Ambitious. Aware. Invincible. How many is that?
Mogul, aware. Got one more? Yeah, one more.
Yeah, like a hyphenated word, like God fearing, I guess would be the.
Oh, okay, word. You cheated, okay. Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Invincible, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you feel?
I feel invincible.
Man.
I feel invincible. I feel like I can do anything I want to do at any time.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a different mindset.
It's
just
a mogul behavior.
It's a mogul mindset.
Man.
Yeah.
How'd you get that though? How'd you get that? Like the feeling invincible.
Oh,
or how'd you get the mogul mindset?
Man, it didn't come easy. It didn't come easy at all. I promise you, man. I told you, man, I started mogul behavior 2 years ago. And when I started it, I knew the direction I wanted to go in, mm-hmm. but it was nowhere built out to where it is right now. And, you know, but it was something I was like, I gotta stick with it. Just, you know, when I first started Mogul Behavior, we did our launch. I rented out this mansion in Dallas, and I brought out Damon John from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And he came and spoke, and he said a lot of key things on that day. And shout out to Damon John, man. He came out and just totally blew that event out the water.
Man.
You know, he totally blew it out the water, and he spoke, he shook hands, kissed babies and all that, but dropped a lot of gems at the same time. So he's always been a good mentor for me. Anytime I go out to New York, I'm going up to either the Shark Tank offices or his offices and either speaking to him or Larry, his lawyers.
Okay.
But man, I it's just been mostly I can say putting myself around the right people.
Mm.
That support growth, and then also doing a lot of research, man, doing a lot of reading.
Man.
Just trying to focus on like self-love and self-awareness and, you know, just mental health, I would say.
Man. Yeah. Okay, since you said reading, I'm just curious, what's the last book you read? Or what's a book you was like?
Atomic Habits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Atomic Habits by Michael Clear. James Clear, my bad. James Clear.
Oh, okay, the psychologist.
Yeah. Atomic Habits, that's helped me out a lot just in my day-to-day. A lot of people, man, we focus on, like, these big goals. Like, we have this five-year plan, this big goal we want to reach. But when we don't reach that goal in those 5 years or that year, whatever it may be, whatever your goal set is, we get discouraged, we get depressed. And so because we get depressed and we get discouraged, then we start, you know, beating ourselves up mentally. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. We feel, you know, we go into depression, we get in a slump. But what Atomic Habits teaches you is that, man, focus on getting 1% better a day.
Mm.
1% better a day, every day. If there's 365 days in a year. If you get 1% better every day, that's 36% better than what you were last year.
Mm.
36% in a year is a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start breaking it down and start breaking down the habits that you create for success or happiness, then you'll be a lot better place than what you started.
So. That's real. All right. So now we have the Winner's Circle of the Week.
Okay.
And the Winner's Circle of the Week, this is the opportunity where I give you the guest to shine light on an individual that you know is out here working. They're just getting after it in the trenches,
gotcha.
But you don't feel that they've received their just due. Who would that person be that you feel is out here getting after?
Might be a little biased on this one.
Okay.
Might be a little biased on this one, but someone that I see working every day, that does not get the credit for what they do. I'm gonna have to, like I said, I'm gonna be biased. My fiance, Shonda, okay. she's working every day. She's busting her ass. She's making phone calls. She's doing deals. She's out here meeting people, talking to people, and just making sure everything with our business goes the way it's supposed to go. And I feel like a lot of women just don't get their just due just on, like, actually being powerhouses in business.
That's right.
And, you know, everyone looks to men just because, you know, that's always been the where we've put business form aspect. I've seen a lot of women come up in the business game, and they're beasts when they do, man, because
that's true.
They have a different perspective than us sometimes, but I think it kind of goes hand in hand. I think men and women should do more business together. So
yeah, and just like you were talking about earlier, with gaps
yeah.
with women, there is a pay gap. There's a huge gender gap between a male and a woman in whatever field. You can pick whatever field you want to.
They don't get their just due when it comes to, like, equal rights or look at how the government treats women. And that kind of gives you an idea of the atmosphere of how women are being treated right now, and also in business. Like, we don't respect them for some reason. So, but they mature faster than us.
And we come from one.
Right.
It's backwards.
Right. So,
yeah. Fair enough. So now I have this segment I like to call This or That.
Okay.
And now I get the opportunity just to put you on the hot seat for a couple of questions. And I'm actually going to switch it up for you.
Yeah.
It's not really going to be this or that. It's going to be more so rapid fire, and I might hit with this or that.
Gotcha.
So you got to be on your feet, I said.
Come on, let's do it.
You got to be on your feet. Okay.
Don't make up for nothing. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready. Come on. Always.
Favorite song of all time?
Oh, man. So many of them.
Top three.
Okay. Al Green.
Okay.
Simply Beautiful.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. Probably. Man, this is hard, man. Cause I fight between these. It's coming for me. It's so much.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about it now. I can't imagine how much music you played over the years.
Man, like, there's so much dope music out there. I can't maybe give you songs. I can probably give you my top three artists.
Okay, we'll take that.
So. Definitely, Stevie Wonder is one of them.
Okay.
Michael Jackson for sure. And then to kind of make it new, I probably have to add in Drake.
Okay. Is there some bias there too?
Yeah, there's some bias.
Yeah, I was about to say.
There's some bias there too. You know, but just for the sake of the interview, man, I like Drake. You know, a lot of people say, I mean, he doesn't write his music, blah, 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 blah. No, that's an issue. But, like, you can't, let's say he doesn't write his music, right? Let's say he doesn't write his music.
Okay.
But the way he delivers,
and the way he's evolved.
Yeah, exactly. The way he's evolved, man, like, I see a lot. Like, I feel like he'll surpass Jay-Z when he gets to Jay-Z's age.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like, even though I'm saying definitely, but it's just like everything else evolved, just like the league has evolved from being, you know, the big post players doing whatever to now everybody pulls up and shoots threes.
Right.
And Steph Curry is not even probably halfway through his career.
Right.
And, you know, he's got records on records on records.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, man. It's just one of those things. Okay. Sprite or Tahitian Treat?
Tahitian Treat.
Okay.
I don't drink soda, so.
Okay. Fair
enough. I don't drink soda or eat red meat or any meat. I'm
really
pescatarian. Yeah. Fish only. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
About 4 months ago.
Why you don't drink no soda?
Oh, I haven't drank soda in years. I haven't drank soda in like 10 years.
What do you drink? What do you drink instead of water?
Juice.
All natural juice.
Yeah, I try. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No sodas though.
Man, you need to go get a juice bar then.
That'd be cool. I might do an ASAP juice bar.
You might as well. I mean, you might as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Music or speaking?
Music.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Michael Jackson? Performer. Okay. Michael. Lastly, winter or fall?
You said winter or fall?
Winter or fall, yeah.
Man, I hate the cold. I hate the cold weather. I hate winter.
Even though you get to layer up, because I know you like to dress.
That's
so
cool. I hate cold weather. I used to live in Denver, Colorado when I was a kid.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, so I...
No, thank you at all.
I got I got to be able to experience that cold, I don't really like cold, so I'm gonna go with the fall.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So now we're about to go into the final thought, but before we get into the final thought, where can everybody find you? And if they want to find out more information about mogul behavior, where do they need to go?
Go to my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, ASAP the Mogul, ASAPTHE Mogul, MOGUL. That's Facebook, DJ ASAP Moore. Go to my website, asapthemogul.com, mogul behavior, themogulbehavior.com. Follow us on Instagram at mogul behavior.
There it is. And now the final thought you want to leave with the people, you want to leave with the successors. What would be the final nail that you'll put in the coffin? Just something for somebody to grab onto and just like, that was good ASAP. I needed that.
Yeah, man. I want to make sure I give something good. So I hate when I see people do this and they give like all this fluff. Like, man, go out and be yourself, man. Do what you want to do. Follow your passion. I think for the last final thought, I'm going to say, man, follow God. Really talk to God and get a really good relationship and see where He wants you to go in your life. And then from there, you'll be able to determine what your path or your purpose is supposed to be. Once you determine that, then I think once you build that relationship, more things will start coming your way just by the law of attraction. And you'll figure it out.
That's good. That's good. There it is. This is the final thought from ASAP. The Mogul.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaking, best-selling author. We're getting out of here. Be sure to connect with us on SYS Podcast 1 on all your social platforms. ASAP, glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yes, sir. We're out of here.
To speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?